ジャパニーズポット101.com、うん、
Maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Newbie Lesson Season 3, Lesson 14, Nihongo Dojo. What kind of people will Japanese help you find?
Naomi desu.
Rebecca here. Naomi 先生、こんにちは。
こんにちは。
お元気ですか？
はい、でもちょっと風邪です。
あ、
喉が痛いですね。
That's too bad.
Yeah. でも頑張ります。Rebecca さん、What are we studying today?
Today we're going to look at how to talk about your type, as in what kind of person you like, you know, boy or girl, what sort of man or woman is your type.
Ah, 面白そうですね。Sounds interesting.
So we'll be describing people's personalities and their physical qualities. And we're going to do this with the grammar function, where you've got a noun followed by ga, then an adjective, then another noun or a body part. So this will become clearer as we go on.
Hi.
So, today's conversation is between
西本秀、キム・ミヨン、東春人、それからちょっと夏美みなみさんですね。I think they're having lunch.
Okay, and we'll be listening to polite Japanese as usual.
そうですね、since they are co-workers.
ミヨンちゃんはどんな人が好きですか?
私は頭がいい人が好きですね。東さんは?東さんはどんな女の人がタイプですか?髪の長い人が好きですか?それとも髪が短い人が好きですか?
気が強い人が好きですよ。それから声が大きい人が好きです。
気が強い人、声が大きい人。
早くしゅ、風邪かな。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
みよんちゃんはどんな人が好きですか?
私は頭がいい人が好きですね。東さんはどんな女の人がタイプですか?髪が長い人が好きですか?それとも髪が短い人が好きですか?
いや、気が強い人が好きですよ。それから声が大きい人が好きです。
気が強い人、声が大きい人。
ハクション。風邪かな。
今度は英語が入ります。
ミヨンちゃんはどんな人が好きですか?
ミヨンちゃん、what kind of guys do you like?
私は、頭がいい人が好きですね。
I like smart guys.
東さんは?東さんはどんな女の人がタイプですか?
How about you, 東さん? What kind of person is your type?
髪の長い人が好きですか?それとも髪が短い人が好きですか?
Do you like people with long hair? Or do you like people with short hair?
いや、気が強い人が好きですよ。
No, I like strong-minded people.
それから声が大きい人が好きです。
And I like people with loud voices.
気が強い人、声が大きい人。
Strong-minded people. People with loud voices.
あ、早くしゅ、風邪かな。
I think I have a cold.
Well, what did you think of today's conversation?
I think Higashi-san likes Minami.
How can you tell?
Because Higashi said, 気の強い人が好きです。
That he said that he likes strong-minded people.
And he also said, 声が大きい人が好きです。
And he likes people with a loud voice?
そうですね。
Does that describe Minami-san?
The thing is, she sneezed at the very last of the dialogue, right?
Yeah.
そっか、I think that's a very Japanese thing. If you sneeze once, it means somebody is talking about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
くしゃみ一つはいい噂。噂 is rumor.
So one sneeze means people are saying nice things about you.
Yes.
Okay.
くしゃみ二つは悪い噂。
So two sneezes and they're saying bad things about you.
そうですね。くしゃみ三つは風邪。
Three sneezes and you have a cold.
そうですね。
Oh, okay, I get it. So,、yeah. so if someone sneezes in Japan, people say, oh, someone's talking about you.
そうです、そうです、そうです。
Oh.
Yeah, so sometimes when people sneeze, they go like, oh, somebody is talking about me.
I see. So Higashi-san said that he likes strong-minded people with a loud voice and then she sneezed. It means...Kind of, he's talking about her.
はい、そうです。
なるほど、I see.
くしゃみはヒントですね。
So the sneeze is a hint that Higashi likes Minami-san.
そうです。
Okay, right.
Yeah, people say different things about くしゃみ. So I look at the Wikipedia, and
yeah.
Wikipedia said, くしゃみ一つはいい噂.
So one sneeze is a good rumor about you.
くしゃみ二つは悪い噂。
Two sneezes and people are saying bad things about you.
くしゃみ三つは恋の噂。
Three sneezes and they're talking about your romance or your love life or something.
くしゃみ四つは hay fever.
Four sneezes and you have hay fever. Okay, so there are a couple of versions of、はい、this saying.
そうですね。
Well, in the case of Higashi-san and Minami-san, she should have sneezed three times. How many times did she sneeze? Just once?
Just once.
Well, that's a good rumor.
はい、そうですね。
Okay. I'll know next time. Next time somebody sneezes. Because, you know, in English we say bless you or something like that.
Ah.
In Japan you say, ah, someone's talking about you.
そうですね。
Let's have a look at today's vocabulary.First item.
髪
Hair.
髪 髪
Next.
短い
Short. This is an い adjective.
短い短い
Next.
それとも
Or.
それともそれとも
Next.
気
Feeling, temperament, mood.
気
Next.
強い
Strong, powerful. This is an い adjective.
強い
Next.
声
Voice.
声
Next.
風
Cold, as in a respiratory infection.
風
Next.
Type.
Type.
Type. Type.
Now let's have a look at some of the more useful phrases from today's conversation. The first phrase is
気が強い
Strong-minded.
気 means mood, mind, or temper. And 強い is strong. So, yeah, 気が強い Strong-minded. Usually carries negative meaning.
Really? Yeah. So some other examples of how to use ki or kiga something to talk about people's personalities. Some other examples would be
弱い is weak. So 気が弱い would be
timid.
そうですね。
The person's spirit is weak.、
Mm.
So, chicken hearted.
yeah, okay.
私は気が弱いです。
気が弱い、
うん、
本当ですか
本当です、本当に。レベッカさんは気が強いですか気が弱いですか、
うん、どっちなんだろうね。気が弱いかもしれませんね。
あ、うん、じゃあ、we are both 気が弱いですね。
So, another phrase is 気が長い。And 長い means long.
はい。
So, 気が長い is your temper is long?
そうですね。Well, not short temper.
Yeah, literally your patient.
あ、そうですね。patient.
Someone with a lot of patience.
はい。
And then the opposite of that is
気が短い。
Your temper is short. You're short-tempered.
そうですね。レベッカさんは気が長いですか気が短いですか
どうかな気が長いかな Maybe I'm patient. Depends.
そう、そうですよね。私も at work 気が長いです。
You're patient at work, but at home you're not?
To my mother. 気が短いです。
Yeah, me too, probably. With my family.、
そう、そうですね。
気が短いかな Alright, now let's have a look at today's grammar point. Today we're going to be looking at how to talk about your preference by using a modified noun. And the example is
髪が長い人が好きですか?それとも髪が短い人が好きですか?
Now to break this down,髪が長い人 is a person who has long hair.
そうですね。
The noun 人 is being modified by the phrase 髪が長い。So, literally, what Nami-sensei just said was, do you like people with long hair? Or, do you like people with short hair?
それとも means or.
Can we have the sentence again, just to recap?
髪が長い人が好きですか?それとも髪が短い人が好きですか?
So I think we've got that. Let's use another example. In the previous lesson, we learned how to say
チワワは目が大きいです。
Yeah, chihuahuas have big eyes. So using today's grammar point, we're going to modify the noun dog using have big eyes.
そうですね。Dog is 犬 in Japanese.
So we would say
チワワは目が大きい犬です。
Chihuahuas are the dogs with big eyes. One more time.
チワワは目が大きい犬です。
There's a more detailed description of how to do this grammar point in the PDFs. So if you'd like to check that out, please do so.
レベッカさん、犬が好きですか?
Yes, I like dogs.
どんな犬が好きですか? What kind of dogs do you like?
体が大きい犬が好きです。
ああ、体が大きい犬が好きですか。体は body ですね。
Yes.
So you like big dog?
Yeah, I prefer dogs, the large size dogs like, I don't know. Well, we have a Rottweiler in our family. I think it's not very well known in Japan, that breed. Has a very scary reputation overseas, but she's really lovely, trust me.
ああ、そうなんですか。私は小さい犬が好きです。
ああ、まあ可愛いですね。
うん、I have beagle.
You have a beagle. Oh,、はい、okay. They're very smart, I hear.
ビーグルは頭がいいです。でも、私の犬は頭が悪い犬です。
Oh, the poor thing. So,、yeah. usually beagles are smart, but your beagle is not.
Too bad.
Oh, dear.
But I still like him.
What's his name?
Ponta.
Ponta. Eh? What does Ponta mean?
I have a cousin. His name is Kenta. And Kenta named the dog...Ponta.
Ah,
I don't、
okay.
know why he chose that name.
言葉遊び。
言葉遊びかな?
Playing with words. 、
はい、
okay, well, 皆さんはどんな犬が好きですか?
Or どんな人がタイプですか?
教えてください。
Please leave us a post. じゃあまた。
See you next time.
ミヨンちゃんはどんな人が好きですか?
私は…頭がいい人が好きですね。東さんは?東さんはどんな女の人がタイプですか?髪の長い人が好きですか?それとも髪が短い人が好きですか?
気が強い人が好きですよ。それから声が大きい人が好きです。
気が強い人、声が大きい人。
あ、拍手。ああ、風かな。